Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most locations in the 60s and lower 70s. We also saw patchy dense fog develop overnight, and in some cases we have lower visibilities this morning. However, with the sun already getting higher in the sky, a lot of the fog is mixing out, and we'll have hazy sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon, and a quick climb with temperatures pushing up through the 80s and toward the 90 degree mark again. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, we'll be well into the 90s with the heat index even higher as the humidity levels stay up during the day. A cold front heading in our direction will produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day today. Some places will get them, some will not. And a couple of them could contain heavier downpours. Temperatures will start to drop off this evening after the front passes by, but the humidity will stay relatively high overnight as readings dip back into the 60s. Lower humidity tomorrow, still a bit humid with a mix of sun and clouds, and with that front still along the east coast, we run the risk at a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms, especially closer to the eastern seaboard, but most of interior New York and New England north of I-90 will stay dry. High temperatures will be in the lower to mid-80s. More refreshing humidity builds in on Sunday, a much more comfortable day with a mix of sun and clouds, but highs back into the lower to mid-80s. The humidity surges right back into the picture on Monday, with highs reaching the upper 80s to around 90. This will touch off a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms before we dry it off behind that system on Tuesday, lower 80s, and more sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday as highs stay in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of the central and southern plains. Outflow from overnight storms will move southward through northern Kansas and eastern Colorado, where it will eventually intersect a Lee trough. The warm sector across central and southern Kansas into Oklahoma, to the south of the outflow boundary, and to the north of a stalled front, will once again become moderately to strongly unstable. The potential will exist for storms to redevelop along that outflow boundary into Kansas and Oklahoma, as well as along the Lee Trough over the central and southern high plains. East-southeasterly low-level flow beneath west-northwesterly winds aloft will result in sufficient vertical shear of 40 to 45 knots for supercells with initial storms over the central plains. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats, but a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 55 degrees. In Albany on the hour, fog 72 degrees, the dew point 68, 87% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a thunderstorm in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 87 degrees, the low 73, the average temperature 80, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.2 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, now 3.07 inches, which is 1.23 inches above normal. And 16.14 inches for the year, which is 4.27 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1997, and the record low, 44, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours even of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, still muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible, lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a thunderstorm possible in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, muggy tonight, a thunderstorm still possible with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit lower humidity, a shower or thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-80s. Lower to mid-80s on Sunday, but with much lower humidity, otherwise mostly sunny. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, humidity comes back, so do the chances for showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, upper 80s to around 90. Increasing sun, cooler Tuesday, lower 80s, and mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Have a great weekend for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.